Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Wednesday, the 17th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning in the news today. And we have bring up to speed with the India versus England test match in the cricket. And we've also got news from the NBA over in the USA. The Prada Cup was supposed to be in action today. Other COVID sport-related news. The Australian Open is still cracking on over in Melbourne, despite the lockdown there. We'll bring up to speed with the A-League. Also pieces of rugby news as well. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. Moving straight on then into that big cricket news around the test match between India and England. And if you remember, India scored 329 in their first innings, and then bowled England out for just 134 in their first innings, putting the India in a commanding position with a high score there of Ben Folkes from 42. Ravi Chandran Ashwin took 5 wickets in that innings. India's second innings, and they scored 286 with a century from Ravi Chandran Ashwin, doing it with both the ball and the bat there, setting up an improbable target of 482 for England. As we said yesterday, they made a poor start, losing 3 wickets cheaply. There were small areas of resistance. They were very small as England were then bowled out for 164. Top score there of 43 by Moeen Ali, the all-rounder for England. That meant that India won by 317 runs with Ashwin. Ravi Chandran taking a further 3 wickets in the fourth innings. Akshar Patel took 5 wickets, as all 10 wickets were taken by spinners, leading to some controversy in the UK press there. Congratulations to India with that big victory there. In further bad news for England, Moeen Ali has said that he wants to go home. So he has gone home. We're missing the last 2 test matches in the series. So 2 more tests to come. And England proving that they are having a lot of problems with spin bowling. So we'll have to see how they go in the final 2 tests. We did talk about this during Swinging From the Hip, our cricket show on Monday evening, about whether this was more a mental issue from the England side rather than actually the pitch causing all these problems for them. And we'll see if they've managed to sort any of that out for the next test match. Over in the NBA in the USA, we had 7 games yesterday. Some of the key results saw the Jazz beating the 76ers 134-123, and the Clippers picking up a win 125-118. That means in the table, we still have the 76ers leading the Bucks and the Nets in the Eastern Conference. Over on the Western side of things, it's the Jazz, Lakers, and then Clippers. With the Pelicans down in 12th place. They will be playing the Grizzlies today, who are in 9th in that Western Conference. That game starts at 2 p.m. today, one of 6 games in the NBA today. Other key games there, the Bucks taking on the Raptors also today as well. Moving on then to the Prada Cup. The Prada Cup was supposed to have its 3rd race day today. Due to the COVID lockdown up in Auckland, that has been postponed. There was the option of it being tomorrow. Thursday is one of the reserve days, as it was all supposed to come to a finish this weekend. Obviously, we'll be waiting on the government's COVID announcement today as to what is going to happen in that one. We've already seen the Blues have cancelled their warm-up game against the Crusaders this weekend. Also, this weekend, we have the Jet Sprint Championships in Merrimerry as well. I am hoping to cover. Look out for the interviews I've done with a couple of the drivers and the navigator. And also, I'll be posting up my ride in an actual Jet Sprint boat. That was amazing there. So, news today, hopefully, on whether that will be going ahead. Sport that is going ahead. It's over in Australia with the Australian Open. In the men's doubles, the number two seeds, Metic and Pavic, are through to the semi-final, where they'll face Dodig and Pulaski in the lower half of the draw. In the top half of the draw, it's still quarterfinal stage with Kiwi Daniel and his Polish partner Oswald taking on Ram and Salisbury today. They're the Ram and Salisbury, the number five seeds. So good luck to Daniel in that one. Over in the moving on then to the women's draw. In the bottom half of the draw, Osaka beat Heisch 6-2, 6-2 to go through to the semi-finals. And Serena Williams, the number 10 seed, beat Halep, the number 2 seed, 6-3, 6-3 to go in as well. So Osaka, Serena Williams is the bottom half of the draw. Barty, the number 1 seed, will be in action today as we see the top half of the draw play their quarterfinals. On the men's side of things, and on the top half, Djokovic has got through winning 6-7, 6-2, 6-4, 7-6 to get through to the semifinals, here where he'll be facing Russian qualifier Karatsev, who won 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-2 to get through to the semifinals. So amazing result for Karatsev there. In the bottom half of the draw, we'll see whether Medvedev and Nadal can get through their quarterfinals today. In football, no fixtures today. The next one will be on Friday in the A-League. Don't forget to join the Knicks newsletter on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., where we will be going through all of the A-League action. In rugby news, over in the Six Nations, Fabien Galthié, the head coach of France, has tested positive for COVID-19, and the whole of the French team has gone into isolation. Lucky for them, this weekend is a bye weekend a rest weekend in the Six Nations. So obviously, further testing will be taking place amongst that French team. We'll see if they're all well enough to play Scotland in their next game. In other rugby news, in Super Rugby, Aotearoa, it has been announced that, or not announced, it's been mentioned in a press conference by Andrew Hoare that if the Super Rugby Trans-Tasman doesn't take place, then a third round of Super Rugby Aotearoa could be scheduled to take its place instead, meaning so that all the teams get the number of games that are scheduled for this season. Obviously, good for fans, but players will have to wait and see how they cope with that. So it was very attritional last year in the rugby. Don't forget, we had the Driving Mall show yesterday evening, where we talked about Super Rugby and the Six Nations. So you can listen to that as a podcast, or you can watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, the recordings of that one. This evening at 8 p.m., our NRL coverage will be kicking off with a special The Standoff show, or special edition of The Standoff show, where we'll be rounding up all of the news from the off-season. So do join Brad this evening at 8 p.m. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic Wednesday, folks. And don't forget to say, join us this evening at 8 p.m. for this special edition of the Standoff Show. And I'll be back here at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with the morning sports briefing.